et.nl. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist William Jeans, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including GM's repaying back of their loans, surprising lots of folks. We'll also talk about the Toyota situation and get William's take on a number of other issues as well. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, and we'll throw a trivia question into the mix. And we shall do that right now, as we have been doing this quite often at the top of the hour. So let's continue on that roll. Why don't we throw this question out there for all Corvette fans? Right now, you can get a Grand Sport edition of the Corvette for model year 2010. What was the last year that you could get a Grand Sport edition? Because this is not the first time that they've done this. They did it a little while back. What was the last year, the previous year before 2010, that there was a Grand Sport edition of the Corvette? 800-259-9231. Whoever gets it right gets thrown into the big bucket for the drawing from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage for a very nice prize valued at $100 or more. So give Matt a call at 800-259-9231. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome one of my favorite guests here on the show. This gentleman has been editor-in-chief at Car and Driver, publisher of Car and Driver, publisher of Road and Track. I remember when Eddie Altman, the present Car and Driver editor-in-chief, took over his job, and he wrote his first column saluting many of the former editors, including William. And he called the title of his article, Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. And that's what this gentleman is, a giant of the automotive journalistic world. William Jeans, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
I've got some really bad news.
What's that?
I missed Eddie's column.
Oh, no kidding. You got to check that out.
I didn't realize I had been nominated to be a giant, but I have a great deal of respect for Eddie, and so that thrills me to hear that.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job in paying tribute to you and to David E. and all the folks that kind of laid the groundwork before him. So I saw you last down at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance very briefly. That's a very busy event for you, judging-wise.
It is. I've been chief judge for that event for about, I think, 12 of its 15 years or 13 of its 15 years. And if it weren't such a wonderful group of people and such a terrific event, I would get tired of working on the weekend. but it's just a great event. It really is.
And I know quite often you make it up here to New England and participate at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. Are you going to be doing that for 2010?
I am not going to be able to come to Greenwich this year.
Oh, that's too bad.
I've got another commitment that got in the way, and it's a family thing. One of those things every now and then you just can't get yourself out of.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. Well, one thing that I don't understand completely is this recent repay back of the loans, reportedly, the government loans by General Motors. What's the story behind the story on this one, William?
Well, if you listen to Chairman Ed Whitaker, he's paid back his government loan in full, ahead of time, and with interest. There are a couple of little catches to that, though. They paid it back using other TARP money that they got from an operating fund. So they used your money and my money to pay it back. And on top of that, there's a new pot for helping automakers meet the new CAFE regulations that you can borrow money from at 2 points cheaper than the 7% that the government was charging GM to begin with. So we not only didn't really pay anything back, we're refinancing it at a cheaper rate.
Yeah, it's beyond
belief is what it is.
It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all.
Well, and the total amount of money at stake was, not the $6.9 billion or whatever it was they gave back, but the taxpayer money that went into buying the equity stake. I mean, we've got $60 billion in that thing.
Yeah.
That we may or may not ever see again. I mean, I wish them well. I hope we do see it, because if we do see it, it'll mean that they've done well and pull themselves out of a hole.
But again, it's kind of deceiving the American public.
Well, and I guess the worst insult is that you're taking some operating money that might be better used elsewhere and buying TV time to walk around and lie about things.
Yeah, no, that is a really good point, William.
I mean, if I did that, I'd be in jail.
And I guess what their plans are for, the not-so-distant future to do an IPO. You know, at one time I was a shareholder of GM, and not anymore, but it's kind of an insult in a way because, what about all those folks that used to own shares?
Well, isn't it the truth? I mean, they took it on the chin, took it in the billfold. There was talk about doing it at the end of the first year after the bailout. And the most recent statement from the GM finance office said that somebody said, when could we look for an IPO? And they said, when the company is ready and when the market is ready. So that could be 2020.
What do you think about the overall health of General Motors? Certainly, by shedding the Pontiac brand, the Saturn brand, and the Hummer brand, what is the current status of Saab? I mean, has the Spyker deal been sealed? Is it a done deal, William?
As far as I know, it's a done deal. There may be some T's to cross and I's to dot yet, but whatever happens, Saab is going to go away from General Motors. They will not continue, even if it should fall through because of some problems overseas. I don't think there's any question but that General Motors is a much leaner company. The question is, did they learn their lesson from previous mistakes?
And, yeah.
And the answer to that is, I don't really know. I do know that I think they got their product lineup into good shape, thanks in no small part to Bob Lutz, who just retired. And I hear good word on the street from friends of mine who have bought a Chevrolet of one kind or another, and that's nice because that's sort of new. You didn't used to hear much good other than the pickups, of course.
Yeah.
And, so I have high hopes for them, but that's high hopes as opposed to high expectations. The
mm-hmm.
answer is I don't really know, and I don't know if anybody else does. But when you see them do things like this, you wonder if GM has changed at all.
Yeah, I know. And you mentioned Bob Lutz being gone from General Motors, realizing, of course, he's, I believe, 78 years old. Do you think he's done entirely from the automotive industry? Because I tend to think not. I don't know why.
Well, I hope he is, and I say that as a reasonably good friend of Bob's. I'd like to see him enjoy life for a while.
Yeah.
And he's a man of varied interests. There's a lot that he could do that could do good as well as having some fun, but I'd love to see him have some fun.
That's a good point. More with William Jean straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. My name is Bob Long, along with esteemed automotive journalist William Jean. And we're talking about the GM loan repayment. William just set the record straight that it is not actually a repayment of the loans, just a refinancing of the loans, and a little bit of deception going on the part of General Motors. Love to get your feedback on that. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Trivia question, the Grand Sport package is back for the Corvette for 2010. Wouldn't mind having one of those. Couldn't afford it, unfortunately, myself, but It's definitely a nice piece of work, and they did it not that long ago, let's put it that way. What was the last year that they offered a Grand Sport package? 800-259-9231. As long as we're talking domestic vehicles, let's talk a little bit about Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. What's your take on the separation of the Ram name from the Dodge division, William?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. You have a perfectly good division, and when you look at just say Ford and General Motors, for one of two other people to look at, they never wanted to separate the F-150 or the or the Sierra or any of that out. And I don't know why they're doing it unless it's part of a long-range plan to get rid of the Dodge name and keep the truck. And that is a wild guess. There's nothing that would really make me believe they're going to do that just yet. But you know, you just wonder, why would you do it? It just means more... more division of labor, more signage for the dealer to buy, and a little more confusion in the marketplace.
I know that was my initial thought, too. About a couple of weeks ago on my Motor Trend broadcast, I had the opportunity to do an hour with Ralph Giles, the new head guy there at Dodge and still VP of Design for Chrysler.
He's a really bright guy.
He really is.
What did Ralph have to say?
I mean, he was very, very much, there's no other way to say it. I mean, just overflowing with enthusiasm for what is down the pike from not only Dodge, but from the entire group there. He said that Dodge is going to continue. It's going to be very vibrant. Matter of fact, they're refreshing. As you know, the Charger coming out this fall. They've got a refreshing of the Challenger in the works here for this fall too, and they have many more new products coming. They're launching clothing designed by the Dodge car designers. He's very, very bullish on the revised second generation of the Chrysler 300. He does say that there will be Fiat products that will be sold here as Dodges, potentially as Chrysler products as well. But he likes Sergio from Fiat, his boss, and he didn't give any indication that Dodge was going away, at least in the near future. Maybe 10 years from now it might go away, but it's certainly not going to go away now. And I agree with you. Yeah, I've known Ralph for years. As a designer, I remember when he was just in charge of the SEMA vehicles, and boy, talk about an American success story there.
Oh, boy. I mean, really, really. I feel like I've known him since he was a child, and probably I have, if I told the truth. But, I worry, taking nothing away from Ralph's opinions, but when we start worrying about lines of clothing and, we've got cars to build here and we're in trouble. I would prefer to see some single-mindedness, I think,
And another thing that he brought up, too, is, again, in theory, wonderful, but in execution, okay, let's see it in an actual product, actually on the road. Talking about taking a page from Apple and the success that they've had with their products, the simpleness of their design, the sleekness of their design, and integrating that DNA into automotive design. Well, it's a great soundbite, but what does it mean,
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But it's going to be interesting to see. I certainly hope, that everybody survives, both General Motors and the Chrysler folks. Going to be interesting to see what they do with Jeep. Personally, I think, of course, Jeep, everybody would probably agree, is probably the crown jewel of the of the Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Dodge family, but
if you took the whole investment that Fiat has put up yet and said, well, all they got for it was the Jeep brand, it would still be a pretty good deal.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk to Richard, listening on the business station, AM 1060 WBIX in Boston. Richard, thank you for calling in. How you doing?
I'm fine. I didn't plan on being on the radio, but I think I had the right answer to your question about the Grand Sport Corvette. I'm not a Corvette owner, but as far as I remember, 1996 was the last Grand Sport with the LT4 package with the blue, Admiral Blue paint, white stripes, one of the cars I always lusted after.
Well, you're 100% correct. You're, for not being a Corvette guy, you know a whole lot about Corvettes. Congratulations. We're going to throw your name into the hat here for the big drawing from the Busted Knuckle Garage. But
if you guys had any class, you'd give Richard a Corvette if he wanted.
That would be my dream.
I know.
I live in Boston, and it's probably one of the worst places to be a motorhead, but I'm 57, and I've had Mopars and GMs since I was a kid, and I tried some Datsuns, but I'd love to have a Corvette.
There's lots of car folks in New England. Being based in Boston myself, I can tell you there are a lot of very passionate folks here in New England. What do you think about some of the current products? Do you like the new Camaro? Do you like the new Challenger? Do you like the new Mustang? What are some of your favorite new vehicles?
Well, I do like all the remakes of the pony cars. Of course, they're a lot heavier and more complicated than the old cars that we can work on in our driveway. I think it's great to have that kind of performance without all the emissions that we had to deal with back then. Very expensive to insure, and the roads around here are so bad, as you probably know, that the cars will blow out their tires. But it's a great retro look, and again, I'd like to afford something like that.
What do you think about what William brought up about General Motors? This business of repaying back their loans is really true.
Well, I had a patient of mine tell me a story about how GM kind of switched a lot of the money that they owed into other divisions, and I think they closed down a few divisions and took money from the stockholders and retirees. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true that is, but after listening to your story, I could believe it. I've never really liked the business end of GM. I've had a lot of their products, and I know them very well, but I don't like the business part of GM. And hearing what they've done with this loan repayment, I could believe it. The accountants probably know how to handle all that money.
Good point, Richard. Hold with us. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet 5% when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're live across North America. I'm Bob Long, along with esteemed automotive journalist William Jeans. And we have Richard, a caller from Boston, listening on the business station AM 1060 WBIX. And Richard, thank you for hanging over and talking with me and William a little bit more. William, you're about to ask Richard a question before the bottom of the hour break there. Go right ahead.
I'm an old person. I forget things. I think I was just going to comment about the GM. You know, it just you see a 70-year-old guy wearing a nice blue pinstripe suit, and he's got three walnut shells in his hand. Mm-hmm. It just makes me uncomfortable.
That's true. I'm sure he's been through it before. But
what do you think about the Mopar situation, Richard? Do you think Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep, do you think they're all going to survive?
I think there'll be more downsizing. I can't foresee that many products in the market. I think Fiat probably has the intention to bring their own products into America again. And I've been reading that the Panda 500, I think it's called, and maybe Alfa Romeo make mm-hmm. a appearance again.
Yes.
And I think, again, being an old motorhead, I love performance and V8 power, but I think all American car companies have to start leaning more towards hybrids and energy-efficient electric vehicles. I don't know if Fiat has that intention or not, but they certainly have the knowledge of using a small engine and a small car to transport four or five people around. To get back to Chrysler's viability, I think people like the 300 and the Charger, but I think gas mileage is going to be more important as the price goes up and the availability goes down.
All good points, Richard. We thank you so much, and we'll definitely put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So hang on for Matt at the network, and we'll get all of your information. Thanks again. So Richard brings up lots of questions like we all have. You know, it's going to be an interesting time. Of course, the Fiat 500 is going to be sold here in the U.S. They're talking, I believe, early winter 2011. It's interesting at all the auto shows, and William, I know in recent years you have decided in a good decision to stay away, but I've been to Los Angeles and Detroit and New York, and, you know, it was interesting in Detroit they had Ferrari and the 500 alongside all the Chrysler stuff. In New York, they just showed off, they had all the Chrysler stuff and the Dodge stuff kind of pushed to the back, and the main thing was the Fiat 500.
Mm-hmm. That, I have no idea what led to that particular decision, but New York, of course, is one of the ground zeros for the green movement and for all of this, so if you know they want to show the 500, it would make a certain amount of PR sense, I suppose. Have you looked closely at the 500?
Well, that's ironic because I was just saying to my wife the other day that you at none of these venues have you been able to get into the vehicle. I mean, they have made sure that it's been blocked, kind of in a box sort of display that. You know, normally journalists are allowed to hop in and out of everything, but they're European models, so maybe they just don't want to show those off to the North American journalists until they've finalized the North American product. But, I mean, it's a stylish vehicle. It's small. It's mini-esque. And, you know, to follow up on Richard's comments, I do know that they plan an electric version, too, but it certainly isn't going to be, you know, everybody's cup of tea. It's an alternative to the Mini, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, I spend maybe 4 weeks a year in Europe, and the 500 looks right at home over there. In Paris, the smart car looks right at home. Mm-hmm. It makes some sense. You get over here and start looking at those vehicles, and while, you know, undeniably, they would be economic to operate and save some fossil fuel and all of that. I just don't think that the American market is ready for them yet. Well, and as you've seen recently, the smart sales, I mean, they just threw a big boat anchor out the window. They
yep.
have just stopped selling altogether.
Yeah, I'm seeing so many unused car lots. And ironically, at a dealership in suburban Boston, there is a smart car parked next to a Dodge Ram SRT10 pickup truck right on a lot. So they did that on purpose. Let's go to Iowa and talk to our next caller. Matt, who's our next caller in Iowa? Eric, thank you for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Derek.
What do you think of the GM situation, the Chrysler situation? What are some of your thoughts on the matter?
Well, I'm a college student, and personally, I drive a Pontiac, and I've had it for about 4 years now, and I love Pontiacs. I love American cars. Always been a fan of the old muscle cars ever since I was a little kid. But as an engineering student, I also kind of have an appreciation for the best engineered products that are out there, the most competitive products. And to me, when I go to buy another vehicle someday, I mean, I'm always going to want to look at the American cars, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to which product out there is the best engineered, what's going to last the longest. And that's where I think General Motors or the big three in general are just going to have to prove themselves over time to stay competitive.
I think that's a fair statement. I do believe that they measure up now way, way better than they used to. But you're you couldn't be more correct. They have got to prove themselves in the eyes of the consumer. And even if it's sometimes not fair, perception does not always match reality, but they're absolutely going to have to do it.
Very good comments, no question about it. And do you have a favorite new vehicle out there?
Well, one thing I have been looking at is the Pontiac G8. I mean, that's a brand that's going away, and I've always been a pretty big fan. And that's kind of the last hurrah of a dying breed. And the G8 is actually a great car, from what I've read.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about it becoming an orphan. There'll be service, there'll be parts, there'll be all that.
It's a good investment. It's kind of a bargain basement.
Cheap, yep.
Yeah, bargain basement M5, the Corvette engine, and if you can find one, yeah, I think it could be a potential collector's item as well.
Another interesting brand that you don't hear about as much because it hasn't really become mainstream is Tesla. Just from a standpoint of what's up and coming in alternative energy and hybrids and electric, that's a company I'd really like to see grow, and maybe before too long, Teslas would be on the road around all parts of the U.S. But for now, I guess they're just in Southern California, but they're getting a little bit bigger from what I know.
My feeling on those, again, they're the idea of them making a contribution to the greater good, you can certainly argue that. But if I'm spending my own money out there, I'd like to see a few years' history with those things before I go buy something that is made by an all-new auto manufacturer. You don't just jump into the auto manufacturing business like you open a Starbucks.
That's true. Powered by 6,000 laptop batteries, or is 2,000? It's one of those numbers. I think it's 2,000 laptop batteries. Thanks for the call, Eric, and don't be a stranger. Call us again. This is Auto World. We're coming back with lots more.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% Recycle plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16-by-96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it, you joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, joined by esteemed automotive journalist, author William Jeans, and the book is called Branding Iron. William did it a couple of years back with a great co-writer. And, William, are they still out there, or do you have to look around on eBay?
eBay is probably the best bet at this point, although I think some may still be available on Amazon.com.
Great. And of course,
you know, speaking of books, can I recommend one to you?
Sure.
There is a book, and it's relatively recent. It's not brand new, but about the racing driver Mark Donahue.
Mm-hmm.
And the title is simply Mark Donahue. And it is I just finished it this morning.
Oh, great.
And it is absolutely excellent. I mean, he was one of the best racing drivers ever, and was killed in a Formula One race in Austria in 1974 or 5, I forget exactly. And but it's just a absolutely heartwarming story.
That's a great one. Definitely. Thank you for that, William. And I got to get your take on the Toyota fiasco. This is another lingering issue. It seems to have died down a bit. But then again, if they pay the government fines, that opens up the lawsuit box, and there are lots of lawsuits waiting for them.
I have to add the disclaimer that I'm a Toyota owner.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Avalon, and I was all right until the format attacked me in my garage one day. but now, they lost the handle on their PR effort, and they did it basically by just not stepping up and telling the truth promptly that this happened. You see companies do it all the time. They still make perfectly good vehicles. They're going to get dragged through the lawsuit world for the rest of our lives, probably. And it's a shame, but it's one of those things that I have to say they brought it on themselves.
Yep, they definitely did.
And you hate to see that. I've got all kind of good friends who work at Toyota, and I can tell you they are not evil people. You know.
Yeah. And definitely the marketing efforts that are going on now, the hiring back, I didn't even realize it, but the former spokesperson television-wise is back. I didn't remember him from the last time around, so to me he wasn't that memorable. But
That one went over my head. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly sales-wise, I mean, they've pumped them up with the incentives so much that they really have not been hurt on the showroom floor. But you got to wonder about the residual damage down the road. I'm wondering if a lot of avid Toyota folks perhaps moved up their purchases and took advantage of these once-in-a-lifetime deals. I'm wondering about, you know, residual damage of this fiasco, you know, 6 months from now or a year from now or a few years
from
now.
Well, the tragedy, you know, from their standpoint is that they had to start doing the really big deal. They had never had to do that before. If Toyota had a sale, you know, at the end of the year or
yeah.
whatever, it was just that. It was a small end-of-the-year discount. And they're out there with some pretty remarkable, you know, low financing, you name it, all kind of good things. And that very well, as you correctly say, may hurt them down the road.
I got to ask you about the rise of the Koreans. Boy, who would believe that, you know, Hyundai, which launched here with the Excel in the mid-80s and was a pretty cheap car, and in a few years later it was a pretty lousy car, and pretty much Hyundai almost went out of business, but the company certainly has turned around, and John Krafcek, their current president, good car guy, he's got some great products there. They're expanding. I don't know if they're going too far, though, with this Equus, this kind of Mercedes S-Class, $55,000, $60,000 Hyundai. And Kia also, you know, has come a country mile. The Koreans are doing well, William.
They are, and they did it the old-fashioned way, with just good, steady, hard work. They set their goals. They were single-minded. They stuck to them, and they made progress. And to me, it's all but miraculous, because the cars, the early Korean cars, were so dreadful that you don't see how anybody ever recovers from that. But they did it, and they made it easy to try one of them, inexpensive, and then the absolute brilliance of the assurance program, saying that in these tough times, if you lose your job, we'll take the car back or we'll make some payments for you.
Yeah.
And the marketing guy's name eludes me right this minute, but he went to Nissan and subsequently has gone to General Motors. If they will pay attention to him at General Motors, we may see some actual progress there in the marketing area.
Interesting. And marketing is a big part of the equation.
There's oh, Lord.
No yep. doubt about it. Look at the success of the Mini brand and the way that they have sold product, and so much has been because of the creative marketing efforts.
That's just that one was really fun to watch. You just enjoyed what they were doing, and you could see what they were doing, and they were doing it really inexpensively and really creatively, and you just had to be proud of them.
Yeah, one thing that's, you know, well, of course, you know, the green movement is a large party, let's put it that way, but Nissan certainly is pouring a lot into the Nissan Leaf, and when you consider it's got a 100-mile range and they really haven't tested it as far as weather conditions, how is it going to perform in real cold weather, I live in suburbia, and I can tell you, even though most people have one or two car garages, there isn't a house on my street that doesn't have cars that belong to people who live in a house parked outside. I mean, the infrastructure isn't there for these plug-in vehicles. Not everybody's going to have a garage.
I just wish we could slow down and take it easy on some of these things. I think seeing the people develop the technology to build them, I think that's fine, but first of all, if 200,000 people ran out and bought one, which they're not, that has very little impact on fuel consumption overall. And I don't want to say much ado about nothing, but I just think that if they had started with a contest to make the best infrastructure for recharging. You know, there's some fairly inexpensive charging stations the one for the Leaf that Nissan will apparently, you know, see that it goes into your garage is about $2,200, and half of it or $1,000 worth of it you get a government subsidy for, and so it's, you know, not as expensive as it might look. But the infrastructure is simply not there for most of these things yet, and it's just hard for me to get that excited over.
Yeah, me too. You know, maybe it's bragging rights, and you know, you got to love this new term.
And there's something to that. There's mm-hmm. like, you know, look at us. We're out here, you know, doing our best to help.
Yeah.
That's not an all stupid thing to do.
Nope, definitely not. And certainly to be the first mass marketed electric vehicle. I mean, Tesla's got the limited volume $100,000 sports car, and of course, Mr. Fisker with his projects, but those are very, very expensive vehicles.
And which our government, again, you and me, just gave Mr. Fisker something on the order of $560 billion.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's...
If you say electric and have at least one friend in the Obama administration, they hand you millions of dollars.
Well,
it's pretty astonishing.
William, you and I should have a conversation off air. Maybe we can get some of that money.
I'm sorry, my phones are tapped.
But it's true. Yeah, there's a lot of funky things going on. It's a very unusual time in the automotive industry. And, you know, I got to salute the Germans with all the great diesel technology. I'm glad to see that, you know, it being embraced and winning awards. The green car of the year is the Audi A3 TDI, but lots of environmental folks still don't see diesels as green.
They don't get it.
No, you know? They really don't. We'll get you back on real soon, that's for certain. William, thanks for your time here today.
Always enjoy talking to you, Bob. You have a great day.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.